Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're all kind of on fumes a little bit this morning, right? We all had a late night. You got to do that or twice a year where you stay out really late for a really good reason.
But how worth it was it? Oh, man, we had a good night. Steve Perry, come on.
We had a terrific event last night. We talked about it on the air over the last couple of weeks. We had some magic listeners and supporters of the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute come to a conversation with Steve Perry, lead singer of Journey, and our colleague Aaron O'Malley. At Mix 104.1, who's up the dial and has been struggling with such grace and amazing, you know, power and confidence.
Positivity.
With breast cancer for in recent months. And she's doing great. But she did a great job interviewing Steve last night.
She did a wonderful job. I mean, he's just so warm anyway and engaging, and so is she. Yeah. So we have a little part of this that we can share with people of what went down.
Yeah, where he walked away from music a couple of years ago, left the band Journey, and just wasn't doing anything for a little while.
Yeah.
When you left music, like, wow, you left music. You just, your heart wasn't in anymore, and I read that you went back home and you buzzed most of your hair off and you rode a Harley and you went to Giants games and just kind of left everything behind. What were you looking for then? Like peace or?
I think I was looking for peace of mind. I really was, because it was such an incredible ride, you know, to have a dream come true and to join a band like that and then to do what we did together. It was intense. I can't even tell you. You can't put it into words how intense it was.
He talked at length about his journey, for lack of a better word,
exactly,
over recent years, especially like meeting and losing someone who was really, really close to him to cancer.
Yeah, his partner, Kelly Nash, was in late stages of breast cancer. It spread, and they had a wonderful, loving relationship, and then she sadly passed. But he talks about that. And then Erin was talking about her journey, and she said, you know what? I wore a Wonder Woman outfit every single time I went to chemotherapy. Everybody knew me. It inspired other people. And it turns out that Wonder Woman was directed by Patty Jenkins, who's a hero of Erin's, also a friend of Steve Perry's, who happened to introduce him to Kelly, his partner.
Right.
Amazing story.
And an amazing woman. So Steve's in the middle of sort of explaining this and laying all this out about the, you know, Wonder Woman and how important it is to Aaron. And then his phone rings right there on stage.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Hold on for a second.
we have a call.
Hold on. Hello? Hold on. Hold on for a second.
Famous.
Can you hear me? Okay, well, I got a surprise for you, Aaron.
Okay.
And she's in Europe right now, and I'm going to do my best to make this work for everybody, because you have to be real quiet. But I know that you're a big Wonder Woman fan, and Patty Jenkins, who is the heart and soul of that movie that you love so much, that made you want to wear that costume to all your chemos, is on the phone.
Oh my God. Oh my God! Hi.
Okay, hold on.
Oh my gosh!
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm so good now. How are you?
I'm so good. I just wanted to know. Steve told me all about your story, and I've been sitting here talking to Cal about it. And I wanted to call in and just tell you, like, I'm so moved that you're keeping the Wonder Woman spirit alive in that way.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. You have no idea. Thank you for making that movie. I have to tell you, without it, I don't know if I would have even thought to wear something that would empower me like that. And you have no idea how many women would see me every week at chemo, and they were going through it too, and it gave them inspiration and them strength. So thank you so much.
My God. That's so great. That's so great. I'm so happy to be a part of that message too in any way. So thank you so much. I really wish you all the best, Aaron, and everything.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me. And keep doing what you do, because you do it beautifully.
Thank you. Thanks for doing what you do, too. And have a great night tonight.
I will. Thank you so much. And you know what? You should definitely do a movie about Steve and Kelly's love life.
Oh, I know. It's a great story. That was one of the greatest things I've ever entire city is one of the greatest things that has ever been thrown out.
Everybody was cheering, but I hope you said yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm so happy I got to say hi. Have
Me
a great
too.
Interview, you guys.
Thank you, okay. Bye. Thank you
Thank
so
you,
much.
It would be hard to, I hope you get an idea of how moving and powerful that was in the middle of this interview that she calls from London from
yeah.
the movie set where she's directing Wonder Woman.
Yeah, people in the audience were crying. I have goosebumps mm-hmm. again listening to it for a second time, even though I witnessed it. It yeah. was just incredibly inspirational. And Erin has been, like, I just have like unbelievable, I'm in awe of
a
her,
rock star.
Of her courage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she just has always faced this with the most positive. And it makes a huge difference
yeah.
when you're positive,
positive
in your treatment.
And
yeah.
positive attitude.
What a night.
Yeah, that's good
it was
stuff.
Awesome.
It was great stuff. Thank you to Steve Perry for being such a gracious and cool all-around guy. Magic 106.7. All right, 8:35. Good morning. We're commercial-free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.